Welcome everybody, share number 873, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we took the last few shiurim, we took a little bit of a turn onto some various different other shilohs which come up, various different questions which come up, which we try and catch them while they're hot and go through them and see what they're all about. So I want to get back to what we were talking about a few shiurim ago. We're in the middle of Siman Reish Ches. We started doing Sif Yud Beis. We said the first part of Siman Reish Ches was what we spoke about with the flour and mixtures and food and so on, and how that works, and rice and other things. And the second part of Siman Reish Ches goes into the Bracha Achas Miyan Sholish and so on, and explaining the various different types and how it's all about. So, okay, so we want to go through that. We want to start to work on that. The last shiur that we ended off talking about, that we were talking about the fill-ins, if you want to call it, maskirim bo me'in hama'orim for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for Rish Chodesh. Just real quickly, the Chazrov, we said, for example, on Shabbos, you fill in before the words Ke'ata Hashem in the Al HaMichya, let's say, or Al HaGefen, or whatever it is, or Al HaEit, we say, Ritzevach Litzen B'yom HaShabbos, and Rish Chodesh, we're going to say, V'zachreinu L'tev B'yom HaShachodesh. If it's a Yom Tov, let's say Shavuot, for example, we're going to say V'samchenu B'yom Chag HaShavuot, right? And again, this is the either in the we have three different types in general. We have a Al HaMichya. It was somebody ate does something that's mezainos in general, unless it's rice, which is bar nefashos. We have a on wine or grape juice, right? Then you make a al hagefen, and then we have on the shivas aminim. Let's say somebody ate the right amount of grapes, for example, they say al haperes, and on that. Okay, then we have these fillings that we mentioned, and if somebody forgot them, just chazrov, we said that one would not repeat the bracha achas meyein sholish. Okay, so just to go through, backtrack, that was in Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis, we're backtracking actually, with Siman Reish Ches Yud Aleph, I want to go through, which we said we'll get back to. So says the Mechaba, Bebracha me'ein sholish deyayin. For example, let's say you have the bracha achas me'ein sholish on wine. Ein echoisim ala gefen val priya gefen, right? Because we start off, if somebody opens a siddur, you look inside, it's interesting, and we start off ala gefen val priya gefen, right? And at the end, we say the words val ha'aretz val priya gefen. Then we say, or in the beginning, let's say, of al ha'aretz, we're going to say al ha'aretz val priya ha'aretz. In the end, we're going to say al ha'aretz val priya ha'aretz. The question is, how do we get to this? Okay, no, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. For example, again, you have al ha'gefen val priya gefen on the wine, and then you have at the end al ha'aretz val priya gefen. And on the fruits, I read it wrong actually, on the fruits in the Shiva Samina, you have in the beginning you have al ha'aretz val priya ha'aretz, and at the end you have al ha'aretz for al ha'peres. In other words, you see, we stick in over there the word from the land. So what exactly is that all about? You have also by the Alamechi, you have Alamechi of Alakalkala in the beginning, and at the end we say Al Ha'aretz V'Alamechi. Some say V'Alakalkala, depending on the Nusch, the Nuschois and so on. Okay, but we're not going to get into that right now. But the question is, what's with the Ha'aretz? At the end we put in the word Al Ha'aretz V'Alaperes, Al Ha'aretz V'Alpriya Gefen, instead of saying Al Ha'gefen V'Alpriya Gefen. Okay, so the Mechaba just tells, us in Sifyur Aleph, Bebroch, when he's making, let's say, on wine, right? On making al hagefen val priya gefen. So ene choisim al hagefen val priya gefen. We open up with al hagefen val priya gefen, but we don't finish off. Says the Mechaba, we don't finish off with al hagefen val priya gefen. So he says, what do we finish off with? We finish off with ela al haaretz val priya gefen. We finish off with al haaretz val priya gefen, or al haaretz val haperes. Or you could finish off with al haaretz val haperes. Okay, so interesting to note. So the Mishnah Berurah just tells us in, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat Nun Hey, just explaining what the bracha is all about, and b'di'evit, if you change it, what the halacha is. He said like this, k'moy b'chameshes mina dagan, just like by, if somebody eats something that's mechameshes mina, from the chameshes mina dagan, mezonis or whatever, omer b'chasima, you say at the end, al ha'aretz, val ha'michya, right? The person makes al ha'aretz, val ha'michya. Again, some say al ha'aretz, al michya, al kalkala. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Allah is Vala Michya. So he says, V'chem B'pri Ho'etz. The same thing by if somebody eats one of the Shiva Saminim. So you can make V'chem B'pri Ho'etz, Oymer V'chasima, Al Ha'aretz Vala Peres. Again, also you're going to say Al Ha'aretz Vala Peres. Came B'pri Ha'gefen, also by if somebody drinks wine or grape juice, we're going to say, Tzarech Gam Kein Lahazker Eretz B'chasima. You have to put in the word Eretz at the end, like we mentioned. Oh, but then he says, the halacha is, Mikol Mokim, the Evid, if somebody somebody, if you did not say the word Eretz, right, you didn't say the word Eretz over there at the end, so then Kosva Magad Avram, the Yotza, a person would still be Yotza, in case they, whatever reason, they did not put in the word Eretz at the end of the bracha. It's, by the way, and the reason why we're going through the bracha a little bit, the bracha Achmi and Shalosh, say, well, I'll just open up the Siddur and start saying Allah Geffen, I'll open the Siddur and make my Yalam Michi. Well, what's the big deal? I mean, what do I have to know all these details? So, it's not only so much halacha l'maisa, but it's a very important thing. If somebody knows the breakdown of a bracha and what it's all about, the ins and outs, it makes the kavana, person could have better kavana and have a better understanding of it, and they say it with more of a recognition of what they're saying, not just stomp to open the siddur and start reading. It's an important thing. It helps the kavana a lot. Okay, so just to finish off with the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll go from there. So it says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Vav. So what's the reason the Mechaber says? You could say, when the Mechaber says on wine, for example, you don't end off Al Geffen Val Priya Geffen, right? Like whereby you start off. In other words, you start off Al Geffen Val Priya Geffen, but at the end, you end off, says the Mechaber, Al Aretz Val Priya Geffen, right, or Alaritz Valaperis, which would also cover for wine, which we're going to see how that works for wine. That would also cover for wine. But let's just see, what does Mishnah Berurah say? Tamim Machab Mishim the Yesh Deis Bein Poiskim. There's different opinions in the Poiskim. There's some in the Rishonim. There's some Rishonim that say, he says again, Sifkat Nun Vav, just like when we open it, Ala Geffen Val Priya Geffen, that's how we open the Bracha, Maschilim Beyayin Ala Geffen Val Priya Geffen, Mishum Shivchai Ve'iloi, Kein Tzarech Lahaskir Shivchai. So just like we open up the bracha with Al HaGefen Val Priya Geffen, you have to finish it off with Al HaGefen Val Priya Geffen. Right? You do it the same way. Why are we changing anything? But others say, other Rishonim say, he brings down Yesh Mirishonim, this Vyulad of Chasima Sabrocha, Dayim Yaskir Stam Valaperis. It's enough if you just say Al HaPeris. In other words, some say you have to end off with I'm sorry, etc. Some say you have to end off with Al HaGefen, and others say you could, it's enough if you just end off with Al HaPeris, because the wine is really, it's Al HaGefen, Val Pri HaPeris, Val Pri HaGefen. It has to do with the wine. So others want to say that's enough, you end off with the Vala Peris. So according to the Machabi, you could say either one, but the bottom line is, Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mashma Mehim, the Minig Lachtaim, the Minig is that, how do we say it? What's the bottom line? What do we do? We end off when we say, for example, like on wine, we're ending off Allah Aretz Val Priya Gafen, like we explained in the Mishnah before, we're ending off with this Allah Aretz, and when saying it for wine or for grape juice, and then we end off, tells us Mishnah Berurah, according to the Achronim, the minhag is that we end off Allah as Val Pri HaGofen. We call Mokim B'diyeved, but again, he says B'diyeved, Im Siyem Allah Aretz Val HaPeris. Let's say somebody's making a bracha Achas Mein Shalash after wine, right? So I'm making my bracha Achas Mein Shalash after wine, but I didn't say Allah Aretz Val Pri HaGofen. What did I say? I said Allah Aretz Val HaPeris. That's what I said. So I mixed it up? No. So Bavada Yotze, a person would still be Yotze, because even according to the Mechaber, one could say it officially, but we say Al Aretz Val Pri HaGofen. Somebody mixed it up and they said Al Aretz Val HaPeiros, and it's a bracha on wine, so they would still be Yotze with that bracha. Okay, just to finish off, interesting, to bring down the Sefer Yotze Halach, as he brings it interesting. Just summing up the whole thing in reference to the wine issue, let's say, what we're basically talking. We're talking about all three, but stressing the wine today, the wine of the Al HaGefen. So he says in conjunction with the various different achronim, we're not going to go through everything right now, but he says in Ois Mem that Nihagim Lachtaim Bebirchas Me'in Sholish Deyayin, when it comes to wine or grape juice, what do we finish it off? Al Ha'aretz Val Pri HaGefen, right? In the beginning we say Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen, that we understand. But in the end, how do we end? We end off. That's where we're trying to figure out. Allah Aretz Val Pri HaGefen. That's how we end off. Bidi Eved. If somebody by Bidi Eved, they slipped up. Im Siyem Al Ha'aretz Val HaPeiros. And I said at the end, Al Ha'aretz Val HaPeiros, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Im Siyem Al Ha'aretz Val HaPeiros. Oy Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen. So I said Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen. Just like I said in the beginning, Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen. I said at the end, Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen is Yotze. And V'loy Hizker Eretz. They didn't. Again, like we said, they didn't say the word Eretz land, but Yotze, they would still be Yotze. Okay, so in other words, if somebody didn't realize, I said Al Geffen, Balpir Geffen in the beginning, so I'll say it at the end, Al Geffen, Balpir Geffen. I didn't say the word Eretz. So they would still be Yotze in both of these cases, or if they said Al Eretz, Val Aperis, both ways, one would still be Yotze. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tov.